Blood component transfusion risks. All medical procedures have risks, and blood and component transfusions are no different. Steps can be taken to mitigate most risks, but it is important to understand what they are to ensure safe practice. Allergic reactions. The most common risk is an allergic reaction to the donated blood. This occurs when the body's immune system reacts to proteins or other chemicals within the donated blood. The symptoms of these reactions are usually mild and will appear either during or shortly after the transfusion. Symptoms may include a raised, red, and itchy rash, swelling of the hands, arms, feet, ankles, or legs, dizziness, headaches, chills and shivering, a high temperature, shortness of breath, lips or eyelids becoming swollen. Most cases of allergic reaction are not very serious and can be successfully managed by slowing or stopping the transfusion and treating the symptoms with medication such as antihistamines or paracetamol. Anaphylaxis, a more serious form of allergic reaction which can potentially be life-threatening, is anaphylaxis. This is also a result of the body's reaction to antibodies or other substances in the blood, but is much less common than a typical allergic reaction. The symptoms are likely to appear shortly after the transfusion begins and can include severe shortness of breath, feeling clammy or faint, a rash, swelling of the eyelids and lips. If anaphylaxis occurs, it must be treated immediately, usually with an injection of adrenaline. Fluid overload. A transfusion can result in too much blood entering the body in a short time. This is known as fluid overload and is quite rare. It is most common amongst people with a low body weight and frail elderly patients. It is a greater risk to older patients and those with serious health conditions, such as heart disease. The effect of the excess fluid is that the heart is unable to pump enough blood around the body, which can cause heart failure. The lungs can also become filled with fluid, causing shortness of breath. Medicine needs to be given, usually a diuretic, which will help the body reduce excess fluid. In patients who have experienced fluid overload, it is important to reduce the speed of future transfusions. Lung injury. Although very rare, the risk of lung injury cannot be overlooked because it is so serious. Transfusion-related acute lung injury, TRALI, occurs most often with platelets and plasma transfusions. TRALI occurs when the patient's lungs become very inflamed, normally within 6 hours of the transfusion, and the high inflammation causes the lungs to become starved of oxygen. Experts currently believe that this inflammation is caused by an unusual immune response to the transfusion. Treatment normally requires a ventilator to provide the body with oxygen until the inflammation subsides again. Hemolytic transfusion reaction, HTR. Contaminated blood. There are potential risks if the transfused blood is contaminated. Every effort will have been made to ensure that the donated blood is kept sterile, germ-free, but in very rare circumstances, bacteria can develop in the blood before it is transfused. This can happen to any of the components, but platelets are the most vulnerable as they must be stored at room temperature, rather than refrigerated. Symptoms of blood poisoning, sepsis, may result from receiving a transfusion of contaminated blood. It is normally treated with antibiotics. Symptoms include a high temperature, chills, rapid breathing, being confused, cold and clammy skin, a rise in heartbeat. As well as bacterial contamination, there is also the possibility of viral contamination in the blood. The reason this is so rare is because of the stringent screening and testing procedures in place. The sort of viruses that can be transferred by contaminated blood include hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and HIV, but there has not been a recorded case of a patient developing a viral infection from a blood transfusion since 2005.